Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15. Now since the children have flesh and blood in common, Jesus also shared in these, so that through his death he might destroy the one holding the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. Oh, I cannot read these verses without just smiling, like bursting with joy. Do we realize what Hebrews 2 just said? Jesus has destroyed the one holding the power of death. That is the devil. Jesus came to destroy the devil, to conquer death, to show victory over death, and in the process, free everyone who is enslaved in their lives to the fear of death. Oh, I think about a friend who just got word today that his mom had died. Think of another friend whose dad just died over the last week. I think about death in my life and people who've died, friends, family members, my dad, like people I love. Like I hate death. The thought of the people I love most in the world dying is almost unbearable to consider. Yet I read this verse, and so that makes sense why we burst with joy. Jesus has destroyed the one who has hold of death, the devil. He's freed all of us from slavery to the fear of death because Jesus has made it possible to conquer death in our lives. You and I can have eternal life. I think about my dad. I think about this person whose mom and this other brother whose dad just died. Like every one of these people who died, died with faith in Christ, and they have life. Oh, in a John 11, 25 and 26 kind of way, even though they died, they live. They have eternal life because they've trusted in Jesus. And I think about my own life. Think about your life. When you have faith in Jesus, you don't have to be afraid of death. To live is Christ and to die is gain, Philippians 1, 21. Oh, to think that the worst thing that could happen to us, we think about death, has actually become the best thing that can happen to us because death is gain. This is glorious news, and it's news we cannot keep to ourselves. So we pray, God, thank you. Jesus, we praise you with joy. We praise you for conquering the devil, for conquering death, for eternal life. God, thank you for making eternal life possible through Jesus. Thank you for freeing us from slavery to the fear of death, that we don't have to fear death. Today, none of us knows if we're going to make it to tomorrow, yet we don't have to fear whether or not we do, because we know to live is Christ and to die is gain. So, oh God, I pray for my friends who are in the midst of sorrow over losing parents to death. God, I pray that the resurrection reality in their parents' lives would be a comfort and strength to them. I pray for that for others who may be listening to this. I'm assuming others are walking through that kind of sorrow right now. God, I pray for your strength and for your joy to burst into their lives through the power of Jesus' death and resurrection from the grave. God, I also pray for those who don't know eternal life around me, around each of us, as we're praying this, God, all kinds of people who are living in slavery to the fear of death, who don't know what happens when they die, who don't realize that apart from Christ, eternal death, hell awaits. Oh God, please use us today to share the good news of eternal life with somebody else. Please, God, please don't let us stay silent with this good news. Jesus has destroyed the devil, the one who has the power of death. He's destroyed it. So please, oh God, please, please, please use us to share the good news of eternal life with somebody else today and draw somebody out of bondage to the fear of death. Free them from that slavery by the eternal life that's found in you today. Do that, we pray, through our lives. Oh, all glory be to your name, Lord Jesus, for conquering death and the devil. In your name we pray with joy. Amen.